Welcome back to the Fulton County Gospel News Podcast. My name is Barry Odell, and I am your host. Fulton County Gospel News is a bi-monthly publication of The Church of Christ in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And if you'd like to learn more about our paper, just visit our website, mammothspringchurchofchrist.com, and there you can get all the information you'll need. You can get the paper as a PDF in your email or as a hard copy through the United States Postal Service. Just let us know what we can do for you, and we will be happy to add you to one of those mail lists. Also, if you've not yet done so, subscribe to our Podbean channel. Go to podbean.com on your computer, search for Fulton County Gospel News, and become a follower. On your smartphone, you can download the Podbean app for free on your smart device and subscribe to the podcast there. Today, I want to read an article to you from the 1980 August edition of Fulton County Gospel News. The article was written by Harold Turner, and the title is Partaking Unworthily. And this topic has come up a few times over the years in my preaching, and I think Brother Turner did a good job in addressing what 1 Corinthians 11 means. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. 1 Corinthians 11, 27-29. The word unworthily is derived from the Greek word anoxios. In defining the use of Greek words, W.E. Vine writes, anoxios is used in 1 Corinthians 11:27 of partaking of the Lord's Supper unworthily, i.e., treating it as a common meal, the bread and cup as common things, not apprehending their solemn, symbolic import. This definition seems clear in the above text. To eat and drink unworthily is to fail to discern the Lord's body while partaking of the bread and cup. Occasionally, someone will refuse to eat the bread and drink the cup because they do not feel worthy to partake. They may feel unworthy because they have not been as faithful as they should have been, or because they were in a bad mood when they came to worship, or because of some other reason. Does the above scripture suggest that a person must be worthy before partaking? Unworthily describes the manner of eating and drinking rather than the worthiness of the person doing the eating and drinking. Who of us is worthy of the body and blood of Jesus? None of us. We have been saved by the grace of God, not on the basis of our goodness or worthiness. We partake of the bread and cup to show our remembrance of what Jesus has done for us. Jesus said in reference to the bread and cup, "This do in remembrance of me." It was upon this that Jesus placed the emphasis. Eating and drinking unworthily does not describe the character of the person doing the eating and drinking, but the attitude with which he eats and drinks. We may never feel that we have been as faithful as we should have been, because we constantly face our weaknesses and faults, but humbly recognizing our weaknesses is a blessing to us which should motivate us to strive harder to do better. The Lord's Supper is a source of spiritual strength to the Christian. The Corinthians were obviously failing to discern the body and blood of the Lord as they partook of the bread and cup, and Paul said, "For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep." 1 Corinthians 11:30. To fail to partake of the bread and cup will leave us spiritually weak. Would you fail to read the Bible because you are weak and feel unworthy? Surely not, because you realize that you derive strength from study. We also derive spiritual strength from communing with Christ in breaking the bread and drinking the cup. Paul encouraged the Corinthians to judge and examine themselves before partaking of this communion. But was Paul asking them to judge themselves to see if they were worthy of partaking? Look at verse 28. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. What does the expression, "so let him eat and drink," refer to? Does it refer to the person's character or to the manner in which he partakes? The next verse shows that if he doesn't want to eat and drink damnation to himself, he must discern the Lord's body as he eats and drinks. He is to examine himself and judge himself so that he does not fail to discern or fail to remember the body and blood of Jesus. If he fails to remember this, he eats and drinks unworthily. All right, so that's the end of that article, and I have my Bible open here to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and beginning in verse 17 all the way down through the end of that chapter, Paul is addressing the participation, if you will, of the Lord's Supper in the assembly of the church at Corinth, and there are several times in that chapter where he references specifically the assembly or them coming together. For example, in verses 17 and 18, he says, since you come together, not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together as the church, you go down to verse 20. Therefore, when you come together in one place, you skip down then to verse 33. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together. So obviously, he's talking about the assembled congregation. The problem was their assembly was doing more harm than good because of the way they were treating the Lord's Supper. They had turned it into a common meal. Some were eating, some were not, and they didn't care for each other. They were showing that lack of care. And so he tells them that they need to change what they were doing and how they were doing it. For instance, in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 20, he said, therefore, when you come together in one place, it is not to eat the Lord's Supper. And he's not condemning the eating of the Lord's Supper in that verse. He's condemning how they were doing it, because he then describes it. Verse 21, for in eating, each one takes his own supper ahead of others, and one is hungry and another is drunk. What? Do you not have houses to eat or drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I do not praise you. Now again, he's addressing the assembly and the partaking of the Lord's Supper. I know that this passage has been used to discuss the idea that we should not eat in a church building, but he's not dealing with a church building. They didn't have church buildings. That was not an issue. That issue would not even have crossed their minds in the first century. They met in people's homes. They knew precisely that he was talking about the manner in which they were eating because of what he said there in verse 21. Some are hungry and some are drunk. And drunk doesn't mean that they're intoxicated with alcohol. It means that they were filled up. And so here's the point he was making. It comes out in verse 22. He said, or do you despise the church of God and shame those who have nothing? That's what was going on. And so in that context, he tells them the history, if you will, of the Lord's Supper when Jesus established it. He does that in verses 23 through 25. He then says in verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. So there's your stated purpose of the Lord's Supper, or one of the stated purposes. You show the Lord's death until he comes, and then he begins talking about the unworthy manner in which they were eating. And that word that Brother Turner mentioned in his article, anoxios, a couple of different definitions of that term are irreverently or unbecomingly. It's an adverb describing how they were taking of the Lord's Supper. It had nothing to do with, well, I didn't do everything I should have done this past week, and therefore I can't partake of the Lord's Supper today. It was not, the unworthiness was not about a feeling they had of themselves. It was how they were doing it in the assembly of the local congregation. And as Brother Turner said in his article, or asked in his article, you know, when you think about it, which one of us is actually worthy, deserving, if you will, of what Jesus did for us? Well, none of us. None of us are worthy of what he's done for us. But he did it for us, and he set up a memorial for us to have each first day of the week to remember what he did, and we need to be sure that we do it in a worthy manner. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about partaking worthily or partaking unworthily. All right, so I hope you enjoyed this brief episode. Hope it was a bit enlightening to you. Again, if you'd like to get our paper, visit our website and get a hold of us. That's mammothspringchurchofchrist.com. Find us on Facebook, Church of Christ at Mammoth Spring, and we also have the Fulton County Gospel News podcast page on Facebook. So just let us know what we can do for you. Well, thanks again for listening today, and I will catch you on the next episode of Fulton County Gospel News Podcast.